Queen Elizabeth was laid to rest today. It was a very somber ceremony. I was taken by how many people lined the streets to pay their respects. One of the people there was Steve Brine, a member of the UK Parliament, who was Steve Bertrand's intern at one point at WGN. Thanks for coming back and joining us today. I know it's a very somber day for you, Steve.
It's an absolute pleasure to speak to you again. I think we spoke just the day after she'd passed away.
Is there an estimate of how many people lined the streets as she was carried through the streets to her final resting place? Because from our viewpoint, looked like
not yet. I mean, I think tens of thousands. But I mean, of course, there was London, and then there was Windsor, and there was, if anything, the people in Windsor and the Long Walk, which is the long drive, where you may have seen Harry and Meghan driving their open-top car after their wedding. It was just, I've just seen the pictures on television because I was down in Parliament Square in Westminster today myself, so I didn't see the coverage until just now. The people there was breathtaking. So we are talking tens and tens of thousands of people out on the streets today.
So, Steve, what happens next? I mean, King Charles now, there's already some talk of some countries perhaps withdrawing from the Commonwealth. I mean, What is he facing in his early days as king?
A very hard act to follow, Steve. Let's be honest. She is an exemplary monarch, but he will be just fine. No one's had a longer apprenticeship as the Prince of Wales. He has proved himself over so many years in the work that he's done. The Prince's Trust, which has helped thousands and thousands of young people in this country and around the world. And I think he will be a fantastic monarch. And I saw him in Parliament on Monday when he came to address the joint houses of Parliament. And there are challenges. There will always be challenges. There have been challenges during Queen Elizabeth's reign with the Commonwealth asking themselves questions about having a head of state that isn't living in their own country. But of course, that will persist as long as people want it to. And our monarchy will persist as long as people want it to. And what I've seen in the last 10 days is that, to borrow the words from your House of Senate, the state of our union is strong. And I don't think it's been stronger in a long time.
There was a lot of attention paid in the early days to Scotland. King, one of his first things to do was to speak to the Scottish Parliament. Of course, the services were there. Is Scotland at risk?
There is a very strong separatist movement, and they have numbers in the House of Commons who wish to break up our country. But there's a long way to go in that one. The current government is not going to be granting a referendum anytime soon. The truth is, Steve, it will depend on the next general election here in the UK. If that general election produces a Conservative government, there will not be an independence referendum, almost certainly. If it produces a hung parliament or a Labour government that needs the support of the separatists in the House of Commons, then you can see a route whereby that happens. But even if that did happen, I'm far from sure that Scotland would vote to leave the Union. And if anything, I think possibly the events of the last 10 days and how much that Union meant to our late Queen has possibly helped the Unionist movement.
Steve Brine is a member of the UK Parliament. He has joined us a couple times on the air as we have honored Queen Elizabeth and followed the days of mourning. They now come to an end. Is it back to work and back to normal tomorrow, or what takes place?
Not quite. So the UK Parliament sits again on Thursday. We then have a budget on Friday, just for good measure. This is the period of national mourning that ends tonight. But the period of court mourning within the House of Windsor, that goes on for another week, actually. So no official royal engagements for another week. Yeah, very much the country will get back to normal tomorrow. But it is a changed country, and I was thinking before coming on to talk to you, what surprised me today and in the last few days, the pomp and ceremony, the fact we do that very well in this country, not at all. The outpouring worldwide and some of the things that world leaders have said, not in the slightest. But my own response, yes, in a way. I was in the House of Commons when I saw somebody whisper in the Prime Minister's ear. But there was obviously a problem. I've seen the coffin twice laying in state in Westminster Hall. I heard the new king address the joint House of Parliament. I've sort of been around the reality of her passing all week. Yet today, when I stood right there outside Westminster Abbey with people, actually a couple from Minnesota who were standing with me and my family, and I saw that coffin on the gun carriage, the state gun carriage that hasn't been used since the funeral of Winston Churchill. Like any person at the funeral, seeing that coffin, it really hit me. And it has been an incredibly emotional day. As our Queen said in her Christmas message a few years ago, grief is the price of love. And, you know, this country has shown huge love for Queen Elizabeth, and that isn't going to fade anytime soon. So it sort of feels a bit like we've lost a superpower in losing her. But I think we were really lucky to have her for so long. And I'm going to ask myself in Parliament every day, what would Queen Elizabeth do?
Steve, my sincerest condolences, because I know this is difficult for you. And do you believe that King Charles will reign as flawlessly as Queen Elizabeth?
Well, it's funny you say that. I was thinking, you know, think back to the reign of Queen Elizabeth and in the time that I've known. Can I think of a moment when she screwed up? You know, when she put a foot wrong, big time. I really can't. So that's what I mean, is that it's a hard act to follow. And he is a different person. But remember, he is her son. He's been schooled. You know, we are all products of our parents. He has been schooled in watching his mother close up and personal for all of his life in how to do this job. And so, you know, I think he will take a lot from that. And I think that there is huge goodwill here to King Charles. And we have great respect for him. You know, this country has changed its head of state and its head of government in a few days without a hair out of place. You know, many countries would have collective breakdown or worse over that. So the hereditary monarchy really shouldn't work, but it does. And you have to think about what you'd have in its place if you didn't have it. So I think we're in a great place, and I think we're very happy here with our new king.
Thank you so much for joining us. All the best. That is Steve Bryan, a member of UK Parliament for Winchester, England. Steve Bertrand has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN. WGN.